Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse today is from Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our diseases, yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. So it's Good Friday, a day that I have never felt has been named well. There isn't anything good about Jesus dying, is there? And if you're anything like me, you've always found this day to be important and meaningful and moving and powerful, but never, ever good. I've been trying for a long time to put into words what this day is instead of good. And I learned this week that in Norway, Good Friday is called Langfredag, which translates to Long Friday. I think that's so much better. I might just start using it even though I don't have a single bit of Norwegian in me. So if it's not a good day, then is it a bad day? Are we supposed to feel bad on this Friday every year? My initial gut reaction answer to this question is always no. But I honestly think that's just because I don't want to feel bad. I mean, who does? I don't want to take the time to sit in the darkness of this day. I don't want to take the time to sit and feel sad. The world is sad enough. I want to move quickly into Easter. I want to go as fast as possible into the, yay, Jesus isn't dead after all. But here's the thing. We kind of have to sit in this day. Even when, maybe especially when, we don't like it. And that's what I love about this long Friday, that we have to spend time just sitting in the grief and loss without moving too quickly into the joy. Author Daniel Schroyer said we have to go all the way down in order to come all the way up. In a talk she gave that's been stuck in my head for months, really, she said, "We killed God, you guys. It's that bad." We have to feel the weight, the full weight of this day and what it means. So then if we celebrate, this day, are we some kind of masochists for doing so? I mean, holding up the death of God as a sort of holy day feels really dark. But here's why I think it's okay. There were all sorts of gods that people lifted up in world history. All of them, all had power and glory and were these triumphant, victorious winners. All but one. It is important that we have a God who suffered, who didn't just get the good parts, the best parts of life. We have a God who was bullied, mocked, and yelled at. So when you are bullied, mocked, and yelled at, you have a God who has been there. We have a God who was abused and hurt and suffered and died in the worst possible way. So when you are abused or hurting or suffering or dying, God has been there. And you know what? God took the worst things, the very worst parts of this life we live, and showed us the worst thing is not the last thing. Uplifters, hear me say that clearly. The worst thing is not the last thing. I was trying to explain Easter to my daughter. She's seven. And she was saying, it's the day that Jesus rose from the dead. And I said, yeah, do you know why that's important? And she said, not really, because she's seven. And I said, what's the worst thing you can think of? And she, being a morbid child that she is, said, it's a death that's really scary and painful. And I said, when Jesus rose from the dead, he showed us that a scary, painful death is not the last thing. That the worst thing you can think up or imagine is not the last thing. There is nothing in this world, in our human experience, that God can't resurrect. Nothing that God can't raise up. Nothing that God can't redeem. We killed God. And God took even that and made new life out of it. That was the worst thing. We killed God, you guys. It's that bad. But the worst thing is never the last thing in the kingdom of God. So yeah, I think it's okay to feel bad on this day, to sit in it for a while, to go all the way down so we can better understand what it means to come to the empty tomb on Easter Sunday and exclaim with the women at the tomb, God is risen. He is not there. He has been raised from the dead. The worst thing is never the last thing. So as much as we don't like this day, this long Friday, I encourage you to find a place during the day or tonight and honor this day for what it is and for what it means so you can join in the rising on Sunday. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.